Okay, so today we're taking a deep dive into something that's really been making waves online, the Let Them theory.
Well, I've seen them.
It's from Mel Robbins' new book, which, isn't out yet. But
Right.
the idea itself has just kind of exploded. And it's all about like stepping back and letting people be who they are.
It's really interesting, isn't it? It's like this, almost like this permission slip to stop trying to control everybody.
Right.
And it's something I think a lot of people struggle with, right? This idea of like, we want people to behave the way we want them to behave.
Yeah, definitely. It's like we think that if we could just like get them to understand our point of view,
Right.
then they'd change.
Exactly.
But you can't really change people.
And that's the big takeaway here
Right, yeah.
is that you can't control people's actions.
Exactly, yeah.
You can only control your reactions to those actions.
And this theory, it's really about shifting that focus from, trying to force someone to change to like accepting them as they are.
Yeah, and I think it's important to distinguish too
Yeah.
that this doesn't mean that you're condoning bad behavior
Exactly,
or
yeah.
that you're saying, oh, it's okay for them to act this way.
Right.
It's more about recognizing,
Right.
hey, this is who they are,
Yeah.
and I can't force them to change.
So let's like break down this theory a little bit more.
Sure.
One of the key principles that I've seen people talking about is this idea of detachment
Yes.
from other people's actions. What does that mean, really?
Well, it's kind of like taking a step back, right? And recognizing that their actions, their choices are not a reflection on you.
Okay.
It's about them. So, for example, if you have a friend who's constantly
Right.
flaky,
Right.
right? They cancel plans at the last minute.
Ugh. Yeah, we all have that friend.
Right. Instead of getting upset or angry,
Yeah.
you just acknowledge it. Like, okay, they're canceling again. That's their choice.
Yeah, and it's like I've realized, with some of those friends, like I can't take it personally
Right, exactly.
because it really is just about them.
It's about them, yep.
Yeah.
And so it's about detaching that emotional, that like feeling of, oh
Bruh.
my gosh, they don't value my time.
Exactly. It's hard though.
Oh, it's so hard.
Yeah.
Especially when it's someone that you're close to, it's
Yeah.
hard to not take things personally.
Okay. So then how does that kind of relate to this idea of emotional boundaries? Because that's another
Sure.
big part of this theory.
So emotional boundaries are kind of like those invisible fences
Okay.
that we build around ourselves, and they help us protect our own energy, our own well-being. And it's about saying, you know what? I'm not going to let this person's negativity, their drama, their whatever seep into my space.
So, for example, if you've got like a coworker who's always complaining.
Oh,
Yeah.
always. Right. Or they're gossiping.
Yeah.
Maybe you can try and redirect the conversation. Or if you've tried that and it's not working, you just kind of politely excuse yourself,
Right.
set that boundary and say, I'm not going to engage in this.
So I'm seeing a theme here, which is like
Yeah.
protecting your energy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's about being mindful of where you're spending your energy
Right. Yeah.
and realizing that you have a limited amount of it.
Which then leads us to this idea of, I guess, preserving your energy
Yes.
for your own growth.
Yes, exactly. It's about investing your energy
Okay.
in things that actually matter to you and things that fill you up and things that help you grow as a person. And it's really a shift in perspective, right? Instead of focusing on what you can't control other people, you start to focus on what you can control, which is yourself.
Yeah, and it's almost like,
Yeah.
we're talking about energy as like an investment. It's
Yeah.
like you're investing in yourself instead of trying to get somebody else to
Yes.
change and give you a return on
Yeah.
that investment.
Exactly.
Which I
Exactly.
love.
Yeah, and that kind of segues into this idea of acceptance without resentment, right?
Okay, yeah, let's talk about that.
Because it's not just about, okay, I'm going to let them be them,
Right.
but I'm still going to be resentful.
Right.
It's about genuinely accepting
Right.
that they may have different interests,
Okay.
different values, different ways of being in the world.
Yeah.
And that doesn't make them wrong, it just makes them different.
Okay. So, for example, if like
Yeah.
your significant other has hobbies that you just don't get.
Right. Like they love reality TV and you're like, I can't even.
Yeah, exactly. And
Right.
it's so easy to get resentful.
Oh, for sure. Especially if you feel like they're spending more time on those hobbies
Right. It's like,
exactly than they are on, connecting with you or
Yeah.
doing things together.
Yeah. Have you, being kind of like an expert in
Yeah.
personal development and stuff, have you found it hard to apply this in your own life?
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely a practice. It's not like I woke up one day and I was like, okay, I'm letting everyone be who they are.
Yeah.
It's definitely something that I have to consciously work on.
Yeah.
You know, I think one of the biggest challenges for me was letting go of the need to be right.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, I know the best way, or I know what you should be doing. It's really about kind of stepping back from that.
Right.
And recognizing, okay, their way is valid for them, even if it's not how I would do it.
And that's like respecting their autonomy.
Yes, exactly.
To like make their own choices, even if we don't agree with those choices.
And if they're wrong.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Well, they can be wrong, but it's their choice to be wrong.
It's their choice.
Right.
I love it.
Yeah. And I think, you know, connecting this back to Mel Robbins' other work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
The 5-second rule, the high five habit.
Right. She's got a lot of great stuff.
It's all about empowering yourself. Right. Taking control of your own life.
Mm-hmm.
And the let them theory really fits in with that because it's about recognizing that you can't control others.
Yeah.
But you can control yourself.
And so it's like that is the true empowerment.
Exactly. It's about focusing your energy on your own growth, your own well-being, your own choices. It's not about giving up.
Mm.
It's about choosing where you want to invest your energy.
Okay. So let's say like, you know, someone's listening.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, this sounds great.
Yeah.
But how do I actually like start doing this?
Yeah. 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 It can be a bit overwhelming to think about. I think the first step is just becoming aware of those relationships where you're feeling drained or resentful, you know, where you're constantly trying to change someone.
Mm.
And then it's about setting boundaries.
Yeah.
And that can be really, really challenging.
Yeah.
But it's so important, you know. It might involve saying no more often. It might involve, you know, just kind of stepping back from certain conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Or even in some cases, you know, limiting contact with people who are consistently negative or draining.
It's interesting because it's almost like this theory is saying you have more power than you think.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like we're so used to feeling like we're victims of other people's choices.
Right.
But this is about shifting that and realizing, hey, I actually have a lot of control over my own experience, even in situations where it doesn't feel like it.
I love that. Yeah. To wrap up, do you have any like last kind of thoughts for our listeners?
Yeah. I would say just, you know, take a moment to think about a relationship in your life that consistently brings you down or leaves you feeling frustrated. And ask yourself, how might applying the let them theory to this situation, even if it means setting some boundaries, actually free up your energy? Could letting go of that need to control actually be the key to you feeling happier?
I think that's a really good place to leave it.
I do too.
Yeah, so much to think about.
There is.
And thank you so much for, you know, taking this deep dive with me.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.
Yeah, it's been really great.
I love these conversations.
Me too. All right, well, we'll see you next time.
Sounds good.